Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If that's you, if you are committed to growing your cleaning company, right now go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com, where you can get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted, from podcasts to blogs to downloads to webinars, all sorts of good stuff. That said, if you want to be a guest on the show, you got to reach out to our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or just give us a call, 480-648-5149. You can apply to be on the show, give us feedback. We are always excited to hear from Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Michelle Reed from Michelle Reed Cleaning. She provides residential cleaning services to Tulsa and the surrounding areas. Michelle, glad to have you. Say hello.
Hello. Thank you. Nice to meet you all.
And I'm going to, right off the bat, just so we've got full transparency, I'm going to give away your dirty secret. We're talking at 7 a.m. my time. I'm not sure what time it is in Michelle's world, but she said, I just rolled out of bed. I'm totally sleepy. I think she sounds great, but that should eliminate all pressure you have, Michelle, to sound halfway coherent.
I did actually tell him nothing would be embarrassing to out me on, so there you go.
That was your first mistake, right off the bat. I'm terrible to start, and then you give me free rein like that. Forget about it.
Right.
All right, well, now that I've shared all your embarrassing secrets, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got in the business and how you found us and anything you'd like to share to let us get to know you before we jump into the coaching part?
Okay, well, I'm going to start with more embarrassing stuff.
I like you as a guest already.
Right. I have ADHD, so I can't hold a traditional job because I'm too spastic and I can't sit in a chair. So I've always liked to clean my own house, and then I realized I can clean other people's houses for like a little bit of money. And so I started that 10 years ago, just friends and family and stuff. And then I turned it into where I can work a lot more. So I don't know how much you want me to go into that, but I just kind of basically trained myself by working for a bunch of cratchety old ladies, like a grandma here and someone else's grandma. And they would just, why aren't you cleaning the baseboards and the back of the picture? And I kind of learned customer service. I just learned it all myself. It was very on the job training.
All right. So is this your full-time activity, or do you do it amongst other child raising or job having or other kind of nonsense going on in your life?
Definitely child raising. I have three kids and a husband, and one of those four people is bound to come barreling out the front door while I'm talking. So sorry in advance. And then I also write a little bit and just have other hobbies and stuff. But no, it's my full-time day job because all my kids are in school, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Cool. Well, yeah, I mean, that sounds like a lot.
Summer, I got to work that out.
Yeah, just kids and husband. And that's a full-time job in and of itself. So, all right, cool.
Yes.
Well, let's jump in. I'm a huge fan of single moms, as I was raised by one. So I would love to serve and help any way I can. What's shaking in your world? How can I help you today?
Well, I have gotten to where I can do two houses a day myself, and I try to really do a good job. I mean, I don't run through it. It's not like I clean the ceiling, fan, and baseboards every time, but I try to do a really good job each week and get to the extras as I get to them. So that being said, I spend 3 to 4 hours in a house, so I can do two a day, and that earns me around $150 a day now. I mean, this is recently. I just started doubling up because there was more demand, I guess. And so I was like, sure, I can squeeze out another house. Well, I'm exhausted and I'm killing my back. And so I would like to hire my first person, and I'm just stuck. Like I can't seem to take that step over that line and go, okay, now I'm ready. It's the numbers are doing battle in my head on paper as to whether I can hire someone.
Okay. And I'll tell you, that's your concerns are well founded. Just with quick math, if you're doing a full 8-hour day and you're only making $150, there's not enough money in there to hire another person. The pricing's wrong.
Okay.
Did I miss any important facts, or is that the case? 8 hours, give or take, $150.
Correct.
All right.
The school year, I can squeeze it into 6 or 7 hours while they're at school.
Okay. Let me just, and again, I'm always going to talk about people what not you can do, but what a cleaner could do, right? Because if you're cleaning, you don't have a business, you have a job, you just happen to be the boss, and you've got a harder job than most. But if you have other cleaners, now you've got a business. So $150, I'm just going to say 8 hours, because your cleaners are not going to do a better job than you are generally. That's $18.75 an hour. So let's just call it $19. If you hired a cleaner, and again, I'm just going really quick math just to give everybody an easy thing, because I don't want to get deep into the weeds with the math, but I just want conceptually everybody to jump on. Conceptually, you get half the money for hiring for finding the customer, hiring the customer, providing the supplies, taking all the responsibility, doing the billing, all that nonsense, having the licenses. If you take half and they take half, that's $9 per hour each.
That's not a lot.
No, that's not a lot to hire somebody, and it's not a lot left over for you. But let me give you a little encouragement. If you're making $18 an hour, and you hire somebody, and now your wages kind of get cut in half. And again, please don't hear me saying it should always be half. There's people that have, you know, for where you're at, it should be actually less. You should be getting more than half. But I'm just using half to make it super easy. Actually, let's make it even easier. Let's say you're making $20 an hour, and you cut it in half, and you're getting 10, and the cleaner's getting 10, just for super easy math.
Okay.
So it's scary to hire the first person, but the big thing I want you to do is, and not just you, but Cleaning Nation, think this through, because there's so many of you in that same like 0 to 2 employees, and you just don't stop and think through the overreaching math, which is hugely important. So the overreaching math is, well, if I hire, you know, if I'm making $20 an hour and I work 40 hours a week, that's $40,000 a year, just about. Well, if I hire somebody, well, shoot, now I only make $20,000 a year, right? True.
Right.
But here's where the magic comes in. If you hire two people, right? So you'd have to double the amount of customers you have, but that should be easy because now you're not doing any cleaning. Now you're making the same $40,000 a year you were making before, but your workload just went from 40 hours a week to 5 hours a week, because that's about what it takes to maintain that level of clients and just do the billing and that's it. If you want to grow and create systems and do other stuff, obviously you can get back to a 40-hour work week. But that's the magic is, from 0 employees to 1, your pay gets cut in half. From 0 employees to 2, if you do it properly, your pay stays exactly the same. You don't make any more money, but two magical things happen. One, you get paid whether you work or not. That's a huge, huge thing. Right now, if you don't show up to with mop in hand, your paycheck is 0. That changes. So whether you're on vacation or tending to your children or reading a book in the bath, you get paid. That's huge. The second thing is let me just give you the second piece, and then I'll answer anything you've got.
Yes.
Second piece is, you go from finite right now, maybe make $200 a day if you just go insane and ignore your family. But that's it. That's all. You're done. You've capped out the amount of money that you can make, and eventually it'll drop down. With this new system, you've got an infinite amount of, you can hire 100 people if you like. There's no cap on income. So the big things from 0 to 2 is, your income gets replaced. Instead of you cleaning, you're moving from $10 an hour work, i.e. cleaning, to $100 an hour work, i.e. hiring people, creating systems, getting clients, and you can do all those things when you want to do them, right? Someone's got to be at the cleaner at 1 p.m. on a Tuesday, you got to be at the cleaner at 1 p.m. on a Tuesday, but creating systems and all that other stuff you can do after your kids have gone to bed, or whenever you dang well please, quite frankly. All right, so that's a lot so far. What kind of questions or feedback or concerns do you have?
Okay, so two questions. Do I hire two people right away without doing the one at a time? Because I could find two people easily, I feel like, just as easily as I could find one. I need an order of operations, I guess.
Great question.
That's my first question.
So first of all, I'm a huge fan of teams. I don't like sending anyone out by themselves. And if you hire one person, that's just, now you can work twice as much, but you're still cleaning. So I'm a huge fan of hiring two people as opposed to one. I'd actually hire three, because the numbers state they're not all going to stay. So if you hire one and that person quits, your workforce goes 100% of it's gone. If you hire
That's
two.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to hire three.
Yeah, if you hire three.
But I was going to work my way up to it. So, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, again, you got to assume, and that's, you know, kind of why you're here, is you can kind of learn from the rest of our experience / mistakes, is if you hire three, you know, you're lucky if one or two stick, so you're still set. If you hire one and, you know, it's a coin toss, the guy stays, you're okay, but you still have to clean with him or her. If he doesn't, you're stuck. So yeah, two or three is absolutely the way I'd go. But before we do that, we still got to fix the money problem. If you're only earning, if you're not even earning $20 an hour, you're not charging enough. That's way, it's almost, if you were running a real business, you'd be kind of writing them a check for the privilege of cleaning their house. So first and foremost, we got to fix your pricing issues. And the cool thing is a lot of people get really squirrely about raising prices, but since you're in the situation that you can, again, this isn't the money that your family needs to eat, you've got a lot more freedom. So the way you can use that freedom is, most of the time, again, I know that you're kind of I do all the work myself. I keep 90 to 99% of the profit. So it's a little different. But again, we want to always be talking in terms of a business that has employees, that's kind of a real setup. So let's just say you're a business that has $10,000 in income and you've got $1,000 in profit. Most people, if they want to make $2,000 in profit, they do the math and go, well, I just need to make $20,000 in income. I need to double the revenue, which is one way to go about it, but it's probably the hardest way to go about it. Another way is if you're doing $10,000 in revenue and you're making $1,000 in profit, if you want to just raise your prices to double your profit, most of the time people think, well, I have to double my profit or my prices. You don't. You really only have to raise them that same 10% profit margin that you're making. So if you're making $10,000 in gross sales and $1,000 in profit, and you raise your prices $1,000, there are no expenses associated with that price raise. There's no overhead. There's no employees. There's no nothing. Yeah. So that $11,000 is really moves your profit from $1,000 to $2,000. Right? Does that make sense?
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it's only 10%. You don't have to make a huge price raise. And a lot of people go, well, I'll lose customers. Great. The way this has worked in the scenario that we've got, if half of your customers leave, you still make the same profit you were making before, but you're doing it with half the customers. So you have half the work, half the headache, half the overhead, and your profit's exactly the same. So it's still a win. And I promise you, especially with the pricing that you've got set up now that's way under market value, you're not going to lose half your customers. So there's a free, like, hey, pretty much, you know, get a 20, 30, 40, 50, 80% increase in pay with no extra work. Just raise your prices to market value. In addition to making more money, that's going to set up your finances in such a way that you can afford another cleaner and, you know, not, because right now you really can't. I don't know that I would recommend hiring anybody until you get your pricing set up.
Okay. So that's crazy, by the way, because I'm not a numbers girl. And so, like, my brain just got five new wrinkles from that information. And I'm going to have to go back and listen to all that again and then write it down and take notes. Because I was planning on I already did raise my prices for new customers. And so they're priced appropriately at market value. But all of my existing customers, I was like, I would never raise prices. I'm a good person.
Yeah. That's
because I thought I would have to raise them by, you know, 50 or 75 bucks. Which is basically what they're paying. They're paying $75 to $100 now. And I didn't want to go in and say, I'm going to charge you double. Surprise.
Well, a couple things. So, first of all, yeah, I'm glad that you got the math and do listen to it again. And again, I was kind of giving a generic scenario, but just from a 30,000 foot view, you can't make $150 per day per cleaner. It's not, the numbers don't pencil. You need to be closer to $200 or $300.
Right.
So that's that. The second thing is we got to eradicate, and I'm going to pick on this, not just, yes, for you, but also for Cleaning Nation, because a lot of, especially newbies, think that, like, it's this, like, moral thing they put with the pricing. Like, if I price too much, I'm a bad person, or I'm mean, or I've somehow offended them. That's insanity. Mm-hmm. That's just nutso. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's
you're not wrong.
There's, again, if you're providing food for their baby, and they don't have, and they're low income, and you're raising prices, okay, that's a moral conversation you need to have.
Right.
If you're cleaning their home for them, and you're like, if I'm going to do it or I'm going to fool with it, I need $300 an hour. There's zero. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to say no and get out of my home.
You're crazy. All right.
Yeah, that's fine. But that has nothing to do with morality. You're not a bad person or a good. And I'm only picking on this because it's not just you. It's a prevailing thought pattern that really holds people back. And I get that a lot. Like, well, I would feel guilty. They've been with me forever. They're so loyal. Like, somehow what you charge them has to do with loyalty. Like, you're the slave labor that if you charge regular wages or a profitable wage or an insanely profitable wage, somehow you're hurting them. You're not. They'll just go, no, thank you. And it's over. That's fine.
Right.
Or they'll go pay somebody else that's willing to do it for cheaper, and maybe they'll get better service. They'll probably get worse. That's all fine, right? So the problem is,
they probably would get worse,
yeah, as cleaners, we think I'm just somehow disloyal to them if I charge what I feel is appropriate. But it's your time. You got to charge what you want. And they have no compunction about saying, get out, you're fired. So it's not this two-way street, right? So please, 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 Cleaning Nation, eradicate this. If I raise prices, I'm somehow being disloyal or offensive or taking advantage of. Again, we're not selling baby food here. We're selling cleaning services. Right. If they can't afford it or don't want to afford it, that's fine. They can just clean it themselves.
Right. No, I wouldn't be offended if somebody said, I've been in your home for 2 years. By the way, I need to raise your price by 10 or 20 bucks. I wouldn't be offended. And if I couldn't squeeze it into the budget, I'd be like, you're so nice. Bye.
And even if they doubled your price, you might go, wow, that's bold. I can't afford that. Get out. But you're not going to be.
Right.
You're not going to light a pitchfork on fire and march to the home. It's fine. It's just over. It's totally okay.
Right.
So, again, you're not going to have to double your prices. But if you did, you got to get rid of it. It's all math, right? Just do the, at this much of a price raise, how many people do I think will lose? And, you know, that's how you got to work it. Last thing I want to say, and then we're going to move on because we're going really long. But you also said something that's really common, and I want to make sure that we don't just gloss over it. You said, I do a really good job, or I'm really, you know, I've got certain things that I quote unquote try and catch up on. That's such a kind of beginner's mindset. And you're shared by lots of the audience. So I wanted to just jump on that real quick. We've got to understand, it's just like anything else. If I take my car to the shop, they're very specific. Let's say I'm going to have them clean my car, right? Because we're all familiar with that. I don't bully them into saying, well, you didn't wax it, or you didn't hand wax it, or you didn't, you know, dress the tires. It's all spelled out, right? They say, if you want the basic one, it's $4 and we'll do this. If you want the fancy one, it's $6 and we'll do this. And they know exactly how long that takes and exactly their numbers to do it. But somehow we get into residential, more specifically residential. Commercial doesn't have as big of a problem with this, maybe at the beginning. Mm-hmm. There's kind of this quote unquote, I'm doing a good job or a thorough job. But that's insane. When I pay the $4 to get my car washed and they're just going to do A and B, I don't think that they didn't do a quote unquote thorough job. I think I wanted this. That's all I need. I don't care about the other stuff. They did what I asked them to do. If I pay $300
You're
for the
so
detail.
Right.
Yeah. And they do all of it. Right. And they've got a toothbrush and they're in there getting everything perfect.
Yes.
Well, it's different. So you got to, there is no, I try and catch up. They're asking if I did or if I would. That's out. When you first sell the account, you've got to spell out, just like the car cleaning, this is exactly what I'm going to do. If it's on the list, that I'm going to do it. If it's not on the list, I'm not going to do it. You might have an a la carte thing for refrigerator cleaning or dishes or any of the things that your people are asking for where, oh, you want that is $50, but you've got to tell them up front, here's my a la carte menu, and it's got to be spelled out. And it shouldn't be, I'll try and quote unquote get to it when I get to it. You have to have a plan and a system where every Monday we do baseboards, every Wednesday, or whatever it is that you've sold them, that's what you've got to do. But there should be zero lack of clarity, because you're always going to get screwed with scope creep where you sign up for basic cleaning and then 3 years later, your prices haven't gone up. And you're detailing their whole house every week. That's insanity. So the way you fix that is you set the expectations up front. You tell them, if you want more, this is what it costs. And you've got to abide by that. And so I'm guessing for you, it's half your prices aren't high enough and half you're not specific enough in what you will and won't do.
Those are very accurate.
That's why I get paid the big bucks, my friend. All right. We could go
on
and on and on.
Like you're reading my diary.
Yeah, I know. I've been outside your door with my night vision goggles getting really creepy. My apologies.
I know what you're doing. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hit the lightning round. I've been yapping on. Let's give you the opportunity to share some of your experience and value with the audience. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've received personally?
That would be this phone call and this interview.
Oh, now I'm blushing. Instead of the sad face, I got a big happy face.
Honestly, the best piece of advice was to be a good listener. And my grandma, my first client, told me that. She's not with us anymore, and I appreciate her for that. She said, be a good listener and pay attention to what they're asking for. But what trumps that is when I started listening to your show and you started talking about systems, that is literally what gets me up in the morning because I'm so fired up about creating the systems. It just seems like such an obvious thing, and I wasn't doing it. So I've been working on it for like 2 weeks, trying to figure out which systems have been in place first and writing it all down. And so that was the best piece of advice. And I haven't even put it into practice yet. So I'll get back with you on that.
You were exactly the kind of nerd that I am and love working with. So thank you for sharing that. That really makes my day. All right, let's flip it over. Yeah. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business? That doesn't mean, since we're flipping it, you have to say being on the show, because that would just be mean. So
that was terrible.
What's the biggest mistake that we can maybe learn and save ourselves some headache and not make the same mistake?
Honestly, the only thing I can think of, and I could say pricing, and I could say taking too long to figure all this stuff out and to realize, that would be one, taking too long. I didn't realize that I would rather own a business rather than own my own job. So that realization that I'm like, oh, I really love this so much. I feel like I could make other people love it too and create a good community and a good culture of cleaning ladies, instead of just be that enjoyable person one at a time for each client. I feel like I could make a whole mess of myself, like little clones, and send them out in the world.
Man, you were
my other biggest mistake is dropping an entire bottle of Windex on someone's floor. Like, I still have nightmares about that. on their wood floors. I don't think they were finished. I never went back to see if it made a mess, but it haunts me to this day.
All right, we'll do another call later, and we'll walk you through some therapy to, you know, make you feel better about all that.
You'll probably charge for that, though.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, last question. And those are great, by the way. Thank you for sharing on both of those. Last question. What's the one thing that you can, one piece of advice that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right now before they go to bed today to improve their lives and or their business?
I would say be pleasant to be around. Because that's really the only thing I know how to do well. I'm not good at the numbers. I'm not good at all that. Those are learned qualities. But just be pleasant. Be a pleasant boss and be a pleasant worker if you're a worker. And be good at customer service. And just like people and like your job in general. And try not to get too caught up in the nitty-gritty.
Man, that is...
It may not be good advice, but there you have it.
That's not good advice. It's fantastic advice. And for all my cheap people that are just like me out listening, it's totally free. It doesn't cost any more to be nice than it costs to be a total pain in the neck. And it's
exactly
a heck of a lot better. You made a good point. That works with customers. It works with employees. It works with kids. It works with wives. I hope my wife's not listening to this because she's going to play it back for me infinitely. All right. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. Your passion is contagious. I love your desire to grow and get better and how excited you are. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Michelle's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.